You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
The Vancouver Kickstart Festival is a celebration of disability arts and culture. This past Monday marked the opening of this year's festival in Vancouver, which will run during the Paralympics. Heroes is the title of one of the festival's art exhibits, and it explores the meaning of heroism from a disability perspective. Cleo Pawson is a Vancouver-based artist who was diagnosed with severe scoliosis as a child. This disease, which curves the spine, has left Cleo to deal with chronic pain and loss of mobility. One of her art pieces is part of the Heroes exhibit, and she joins us in studio today. Welcome, Cleo.
Hi there.
Now, can you describe for us, first of all, the piece? You brought a catalog in to show me, but I'd like you to just describe it for people listening.
Well, it's a large beaded painting, I call it, because it's the sort of images I'd paint. And I like to paint figures surrounded by lush vegetation, kind of nature theme.
And so when you say large, it really is quite big. It's like a, what, about 4.5 feet by 3 feet, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that.
And the picture shows a woman with enlarged hands up in the air, and she's standing with a tree behind her. What is the significance of that image to you?
Well, that was what I was dealing with. I grew a bone spur in my neck that had gone into my spinal cord, and it was giving me nerve damage in my hands. And my hands actually feel like they're enlarged and clumsy ever since then. Like I had surgery, which arrested it at a certain place, but my hands still feel a lot like the beaded painting.
So is it hard for you then to physically paint or to work with beads?
It was hard to paint. For some reason, I could still sew. So for a few years, I didn't know if I'd get my painting back and maybe I'd just be beading all my paintings, but I got enough assistive devices to bring back my painting.
Okay, and how long did it take you to make this big piece?
6 years, but I didn't work on it every day. Like I put it away at certain times and then brought it out again.
Why did you choose this piece for the Heroes exhibit?
Because in my so far most challenging time in my life, I decided to create an image of beauty and empowerment. And I thought that was my idea of heroic.
Right. When you first heard that this was going to be the title of the art show, what does that mean? What does that word mean to you, heroes?
Well, I'd never really thought about it because I don't look at the world in terms like that. But as I did, people think disabled people are either heroic or they don't even exist. There seems to be this both extremes of the spectrum, and especially after I got my wheelchair, I was trying to negotiate a identity somewhere in there. So I was very interested to be part of the art show just to see what the other people had to say about it. And I thought I probably fit because I think it was heroic to be making this beautiful creation in a really hard time.
I was just thinking that when we think of Canadian heroes, then at least two of the people who come to mind are people who have disabilities, Terry Fox and Rick Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite an interesting kind of contrast between, I imagine, the day-to-day life of being a disabled person and then this idea that our heroes are disabled.
Yeah, that actually makes me happy because, as I was telling you earlier, I lived in the 60s when disabled people were still kept shut away. So I'm glad they've progressed to the point where they're viewed as heroes.
How did you first get started with your art?
Well, I started as a small child, like maybe around age 4, and I always just loved art. So I did that, and then when I had to go and have my first back operation, back then you were immobilized for 6 months so that the bone grafts could heal for the rods. And that's when I really got into doing art, because all I did was lay there and I had to do something.
How has your art changed over the years?
Well, like I went through an angry, rebellious youth, and so I had edgy, angst-riddled art for a while. And then about 20 years ago, I decided to make really encouraging, beautiful, happy, wonderful images, because I thought I already live with chronic pain. I don't need to be surrounded by hurting paintings anymore. So I started to create images that really encouraged me.
Well, this is, it's absolutely gorgeous image. It's like, it's a kind of in colors of like a light blue and green. So the colors are very calming. And then the whole image has a kind of a peace about it, even though, you know, you find yourself wondering about the hands and what the significance of the hands is held up in the air like that.
Uh-huh. One thing I was thinking when I made the hands is I've gotten some healing from some West Coast healers, and they hold their hands up to lay their hands on to people for the healing energy. So that was another reason I had made the hands like that too, because I was trying to portray my hands as healed or healing, because I didn't want to think of them as broken.
Now, you mentioned that when you were first experienced, you had to have operations and you were immobilized, that things were very different back then, back in the 60s. What was it like?
Well, back then they kept the majority of disabled children hidden away in these hospital schools. So they didn't go to public school like I eventually did again. So few people saw anyone dealing with anything. So it was totally bizarre to go back to public school where nobody's prepared to see anyone. Like I wore this giant back brace for a year.
And then you went to the Alberta College of Art. What was it like to go there as an artist with a disability?
Well, I had a phase where I really hid my disability. I didn't acknowledge it at that point in time when I was a young person. And it was actually really liberating for me to come out of the closet as an artist with a disability again about 20 years ago.
So at that point, then, you weren't making art that was motivated by that, and you were just trying to kind of be like all those other young kids in art school.
I think so, yeah. Well, there was an edginess to my art, and yeah. I think it was because I had hidden away part of myself that I had to bring forward in order to be fully who I am.
Now, you write in the catalog that a real kind of, I guess, a turning point for you or a very significant point in your life was when the government mailed a letter in 2001. Can you tell me about that letter and what impact it had?
Well, it was the 23-page form for a bunch of disabled people to reprove their disabilities, and I guess they mailed it out to about a third of the people on the disability rolls at that point in time. But there was no preparation or anything. This massive letter just showed up in the mailbox. And then they didn't have the staff and there weren't enough advocates to help people get through the fear and the shock of that. So it was a very badly managed program. And it really turned me into an advocate for disabled people because I didn't want to see them living through like such a getting the rug just pulled out from under them for no reason, because it turned out in the end they found 47 people that didn't qualify anymore, and they sent that to 18,750 people. So all it did was create all this anxiety.
Now, there was a lot of actions around that, activism around that. Did they, I don't remember the details. I remember the situation, but I don't remember the details. Did it in fact stop at some point? The government stopped it?
Yeah, they decided to take like 5,000 people with mental illnesses out of there because there was rumors that people were committing suicide, and then it turned out that a few did, like they were documented to have done that.
And has the form disappeared now?
No, they still give it if somebody's newly applying to, but they had threatened to give it to the other two-thirds, and we were just adamantly opposed. And so far, we've stopped them. Like, I hope they don't do it to anybody else because it's just gruesome.
And I think it was, I remember from back then that there was just a horrendous amount of detail.
Oh, yeah. You get, like, in my whole, by then I was like 35 years into my disability. So much had never been written about me before. Like, it just overwhelmed me, but I used the form to get all the things that I had never tried getting, like my power wheelchair and stuff. So it became useful, but I just don't think people should be approached in such a Well, I found it very dehumanizing and demoralizing. So I really needed my art then. Like, I started this piece right after that.
So in a sense, that was a motivation for that piece then?
Well, I knew I'd be dealing with this, in my mind, flawed and messed up system, because they discovered I was more disabled, not less. And I had to go through the medical system, and it took me 2 years for them to figure out what was going on and get surgery and everything. So the whole time I was making my beaded painting, I was dealing with all these bureaucracies that seemed more messed up than I'd ever seen before.
What do you hope that people who go to see the exhibit take from it?
Well, I hope people realize everyone could be a hero. Like, they could be too. Like, you don't have to be disabled or whatever, or a super athlete. I think anyone could be heroic, and they could define it for themselves. Because what I like about the art show is there's no one way of looking at it. It's every artist has a different idea about what that is.
And there's just a tremendous variety of media, too, just from my brief look through the catalog.
Yeah, like a wide spectrum of ways of making art. And I found it a very exciting show because we don't get to see it till we get there. Like, we know our piece that we submitted. And then it's so exciting to see what the other artists have brought.
No, it's excellent, and I really recommend people go down and see it. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for talking to me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I've been speaking with Cleo Pawson. Her art piece is on display as part of the Heroes exhibit, and that's being organized by the Kickstart Festival for Disability Arts and Culture. Heroes is a free exhibit, and it's on display until March 27th at the Pendulum Gallery, and that's at 885 West Georgia Street.